I am with Tawny, one of our winners of the Orange Theory Resolution Revolution. Tawny, how have you been feeling? We worked out together on Sunday. Sunday was a killer. It was a little bit of everything. We did a lot of cardio. We did some abs. We did some core. We got a little lift in. How are you feeling?
Sore. But in a good way, of course.
It's a good sore. Yeah, it's one of those accomplished sores where it's just like, oh my God, this sucks. But also, you know, I was doing a lot of stretching yesterday watching college basketball, just like, oh my goodness, like this yes. is good. This means I put in some work.
And I went again this morning, so now I'm going into the week ready to go.
My goodness, insanity. All right, well, what's been your biggest success during a class so far? Like, what have you noticed that's been a time where you've just been like mentally, you feel like you've hit a wall? And then all of a sudden you power through and you're just like, holy crap, I did that.
Honestly, I felt like I hit a wall today when I was running at a steep incline at your all-out speed. I just kept telling myself, I can keep going, I can keep going, and I did. The music helps, the instructor helps, and just knowing that, you know, I'm going to get through it no matter what. So
yeah,
that was good.
On Sunday, that was probably the closest I've come to throwing up during a workout. In a minute. We got done on the treadmill and I just immediately dropped down into a squat, just like, deep breath, kid, you got this.
Yeah, it's the mental game.
It really is. We'll touch on that here in a second. Have you noticed a change in your heart rate response to the workouts? Like when you initially started and maybe your heart rate would spike in the beginning of the workout where it shouldn't have been, you know? Not that there's a time where it should spike, but yeah, have you noticed that you're able to kind of control that a little bit more?
Absolutely. I can actually watch my heart rate go back down to the green zone, which, you know, is a sign of your fitness level almost. Being able to bring that back down in your rest moments and then, you know, pump it back up when you're going all out.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, because we usually get about like 45 seconds to a minute rest in between. And just during that time, it's like, it's crazy how much the body can kind of reset while it's still in, you know, fight or flight mode, for lack of a better term. But how has Orange Theory made your life easier outside of the studio? Are you starting to notice anything from like the workouts that you've been doing to where you're just like, you know what, this used to be cumbersome, not so much anymore, you know?
Well, I'm definitely sleeping a lot better, so that's cool. and you know, I'm ready for the springtime. I'm gonna get my hiking boots back out, and I have a feeling I'm gonna be able to conquer some trails, you know, that I might not have been able to this time last year.
Yeah, okay. And then also, that's still setting you up for that 10K that you're shooting for at the end of the summer?
Absolutely. 10K in August. Ugh, here I come.
She's crazy. She's crazy. How has your mental health changed during this process?
I always feel so much better when I work out. Like, my positivity is just like out, you know, out of this world when I work out. And I'm just a much happier person, and I feel like I can kind of take on anything when I do an Orange Theory workout.
I love it. There's like in the couple that I've done, there's been like a nervous anxiousness like in the beginning, because I'm like, what are we doing today? Like, what's going to be like, what's on the workout docket? And then, you know, you put yourself through that, and then afterwards you're just like, you know what, I feel like I could take on anything. Like I like you were saying, like I feel like a superhero almost.
Yes. Yeah, and it definitely is helpful at work. My days are not as stressful, just because I come into it with a positive mind frame, and I just kind of kill it. And I have Orange Theory to somewhat thanks for that.
Yeah, so it's like if you're ever having a bad day, you can kind of take that and use it to motivate you during your next workout. And then all of a sudden you get done with that workout and you realize like, silly to let that bother me like that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Tawny, I'm glad to hear that you're getting the most out of this that you can. I hope to try and get one more workout in with you before the end of this process is done. But in the meantime, keep killing it, because I even saw that you posted on your Instagram that they reposted it onto their story about the workout that we had on Sunday there.
Yeah, it was worth every drop of sweat.
Oh, man. There might have been some tears mixed in there, too, especially when we're on that BOSU ball with the abs. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, Tawny. Well, I hope you keep killing it. And until the next check-in, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.